Blog Talk Radio.
Happy hump day, everyone. What is going on? It's the Cave Show. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone is having a good midway point to the weekend. Got some good stuff to get into today. The one, the only, the champ, Chucky Brown, will be on with us, talking some basketball with us about 10 minutes after the hour. Matt Forte, I'm going to walk away. 10 strong years, most of them with the Bears. Wrapped it up with the Jets. Adam Silver is reminding people, do not tank. Memo went out today. We'll talk about that. We'll definitely get into that with Chucky Brown. We are brought to you, as usual, by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know PLR sent you, take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. You also can become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor, keep all your sticks fresh, sit down, relax, enjoy, watch many of the televisions they have. Just because football's over, that doesn't mean sports are over. Baseball is in full swing, spring training's going on. We've got the Cactus League out here. You can follow your favorite team from the Grapefruit League as well. And, of course, they do have NBA games on all the time. The Drill Sponsor Guard Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights. Let them know PLR sent you, and they will take care of you. Call number 917-889-7828. Want to jump in on any of the topics that we may have or just want to give a call in. Either way, it's cool with us. Like I said, this is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Thank you for joining us. All callers do call in via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. We do have a caller on hold. Caller, welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have with me?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Yeah, just hearing about your stuff on tanking. You know what? That's got to be ridiculous. I mean, even though you know your season is not going as you planned, you don't try to purposely lose. Like, oh, if we do, we'll get a better draft pick. That's not always the case. You play out your season, you know, the way you expected it, not because, oh, well, we're horrible, we don't really care, let's just lose on purposely the rest of the season. You don't do that. You give every game 100%, 110%. If you don't give it, you don't belong playing.
You know what, I agree. And what's funny is the players aren't the ones who's tanking, though. It's management. So what they do is they start resting. Yeah, they start resting guys, and they take guys out. And all this is because this draft pick, this draft lottery should have 7 top guys that could actually make an impact, and everyone is racing to get one of those 7. And it just obviously go over this a little bit later on as well, too, but you have teams like you have, I'm just going to count for you, you have 4, 5, 6, 7, you have 8 teams with more than 40 losses already. None more than my hometown team, the Phoenix Suns, with 44 losses. But Sacramento's dropped 43, Memphis 41, Dallas 42, Atlanta has dropped 43 games, Orlando 42, Brooklyn 42, Chicago 41. The Knicks, they're trying. They're 1-10 in their last. They've dropped 38. So it's amazing the way the season is turning out.
Yeah, they're trying, but they're not trying hard enough.
So, well, we'll see. Look, tonight, Phoenix is in Memphis. So let's see what happens. Memphis has lost 10 straight, and the Suns have lost 11 straight. And last I checked, you can't have a tie in the NBA, so I'm anxious to see what happens.
But the Suns are a dumpster. The Suns, you know, aren't going anywhere. Lakers, not much either. Dallas is a joke. I mean, even from what Mark Cuban said, like, you know, that was stupid.
Yeah, there's certain things you just keep in house. You know what I mean? There's certain things you just don't let go. And the Lakers, believe it or not, to me, and I could be wrong, the Lakers are actually trying to win games. I do know they just released Corey Brewer. They brought him out to give him an opportunity to try to latch on with the playoff team. Some signs are pointing towards OKC, that he could end up back there. You know, a lot of people remember he played for Billy Donovan down in Florida, that team that won the back-to-back titles with Joakim Noah, and he was a big part of that team. But we'll see. The Lakers actually aren't tanking. The Lakers are actually – I mean, they're not one of your better teams in the league, obviously, but they're 7-3 in their last 10. They're actually trying to win games, and they have a lot of young players, but their young players are actually playing to get better, where the other teams are –
As you should.
Name two players on Memphis for me that aren't – I know Mike Conley's hurt. So outside of him, name two players on that team.
On what, Lakers?
No, on the Memphis Grizzlies.
I can't think of any of the Grizzlies.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens.
Two players.
Yeah. So we shall see what happens. With all this craziness that's going on, but I'm glad he sent that out about tanking, and hopefully things will go different. I have a lot of thoughts, too many to get into on this call, on what I think the league should do in terms of stop tanking, but we'll see. Real quick, the Giants, though, I see your neck of the woods. They definitely want to hold on to Eli, and you know what?
Sure.
I don't blame him. I think he'd be a good bridge guy. You know, let Eli get you through one more year, draft your future, and then move on from there.
Yeah, there's already other moves being made. The Bears cut their quarterback, Glennon. Not surprised there.
No, not at all.
And the Jets released Wilkerson.
Yes. They didn't get along from day one to start, with last season. So he'll end up with – that's the kind of guy who was a disaster in New York. Everything went wrong, and he'll end up being a Pro Bowl player with the Patriots next year.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
You know, always seems like that's how it works out. You're a headache everywhere else. You go to New England, and you do just fine.
Yeah, Wilkerson was doing well, but then, something happened this season, and, that's how that ended.
Yep. Yep. Hey, tomorrow, just to give you a heads up, I have an assignment for the D-backs spring training game. So if I have availability to set up there, I will be. If not, we'll be doing the show at 2 hours later. But I do believe that we can set up at 1 and be fine.
Okay, so it would still be the same time tomorrow, 3 o'clock my time.
Yeah, I'm shooting for that. If they let us set up, if they don't let us set up, then it'll actually be 5 o'clock your time. But I'm really leaning that we'll be able to get that done.
I'll check at 3, and if not, then I'll check back at 5.
Sounds good, my friend. Well, hopefully I get to speak to you tomorrow.
And go with the interview.
So, hey, thanks, buddy. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
All right, good friend of the program, Lou gives us a call in. We do have Chucky Brown should be calling us soon. I want to throw my draft idea out there. See, I don't think, the more I think about this, I don't think you should be able to lottery 2-3 years in a row. And by that, I don't mean you shouldn't be allowed to draft. But I think if you have a top 3 lottery pick 2 years in a row, your order should be inverted, and you should move to the end of the lottery pick automatically. So if you're drafting 1, 2, 3, and the next year you draft 1, 2, 3, the following year you can't draft top 10. You automatically go to 13 or 14, whatever the number is. You don't get to pick. You don't get to pick twice like that. So you would be discouraged from tanking if you're able to do that. And they have to come up with something, because this is utterly ridiculous what's going on in NBA with so many teams bad. But joining us now on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the champ, the one, the only, my main man here, Chucky Brown. Welcome to the cave, my man. How are you today?
Man, thank you for having me, man. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Can't complain, man. Can't complain.
Man, always. It seems like it's been too long. I don't think we've had you on since the start of the season, man. I think this is the longest we've gone in the last 5 years.
yeah. We got to get together a little more than this.
Yeah, this is a little bit too much space. With the NBA, you know, it seems like the season, though, went so fast. I can't believe the playoffs are around the corner already.
Right, yeah. Everything did go really fast. I don't know, it's about fast for all of us, so I guess everything must be going good.
Exactly. It's not going too good for Mark Cuban and some of these other teams because Adam Silver sent out a memo today that frowned on tanking. Now, we all know tanking takes place. We all know that. But how dumb was it for Mark Cuban to let that outside of the house?
I guess he was trying to be honest with the fans and let them know, you know, hey, if you want to come out, you know, come out. But if you come out, don't be expecting us to win. I don't know, but maybe it should have been something that tanking might not be a word that you want to use. Simply because people pay a lot of money to go to those games. So that might not be a word that you want to use. And fans they want to come see their team, come cheer for their team to win. So what if you come in to cheer for your team knowing that they're tanking?
And you're not cutting these ticket prices. Ticket prices haven't been cut.
Right. Ticket prices haven't been cut. So if you're going to tank, you need to cut the ticket price, cut the parking, cut the beer, cut the hot dog. I'm sure a beer is probably $7, so cut the beer to $2.50 since you're tanking. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You probably could sell out. Probably could sell out if you're tanking, too. You know, if you cut some of the prices.
You ain't lying. I pride myself on being a basketball historian and looking at a lot of things. Chuckie, I don't remember a time at this point in season where there are 8 teams with over 40 losses already. I can't remember a time that happened. I mean, we're on pace to have 8 teams with over 52 losses in the season.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, I don't remember anything like that either. Golly, really? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Chicago, Brooklyn, Orlando, Atlanta, Dallas, Memphis, Sacramento, and Phoenix. And Phoenix is the only team with 44 losses so far.
Wow. Yeah, I don't recall anything like that.
Okay, am I crazy for this idea, and I want to bounce it off you. I think you should go. You are only allowed in the lottery in 2 consecutive years. So if you draft, say, top 5 in consecutive years, in that third year, you automatically get the 13th pick. So you can't keep tanking. You can't process it like Philadelphia did. So if you go in the top 5 this year and you're in the top 5 again next year, no matter what, the following year, if you don't make the playoffs, you're picking number 13. And that would give you some incentive to try to win with 2 top 5 lottery picks. Am I crazy with that?
No, you're not crazy at all. But I don't think that Philadelphia was tanking it. I just don't think that they, had people there making good decisions. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they were actually trying to lose. I just think that the decision making going on there wasn't good. They had to take certain guys. But even like with the first pick in the draft, a lot of people are like Markelle Fultz. I thought that the kid from Boston should have been the first pick in the draft. So that right there for me, wasn't a good decision. You know what I'm saying? Because Markelle Fultz hadn't even played yet, I don't think. So Tatum, that's the name, Tatum. Tatum would have been good in Philly with Ben Simmons and Joel and Bede, and those guys. What's the kid came from the D-League? Number coach in the D-League. He was playing in the D-League. He played for Houston.
I can't think of his name, but they – I know, well, they still got the Covington kid. Is that who you're thinking
Covington,
of?
That's him. Covington,
yeah.
That's him.
Covington.
That's him. So, you know, Tatum would have been real good there. Not that he's been bad in Boston by any means, but he'd have been real good in Philly too. But I thought he should have been the first pick. So then again, you have someone not making the right decision.
Yeah, and you know what I've noticed, and this just comes from being on here, that players don't want to lose. And I think that's where the fans get confused with tanking. No matter who you put out there, they could be from G League, they could be from anywhere. Players are playing to win. But the management, they want guys out there that they know can't win and that can't compete. I mean, last year in Phoenix, they shut down Bledsoe. They shut down Tyson Chandler. Booker's minutes were cut. I mean, they just shut down everybody. So you were no longer fielding a team that could go up against, you know, the Houstons and the Golden States and the San Antonios and the Portlands and even have, not win, but even have a shot at winning.
Right, right. Yeah, you're exactly right about that. You're exactly right about that, man. I think that I think Phoenix has a couple of good pieces with T.J. Warren. Of course, he's an NC State guy. I know him, so I'm a T.J. Warren fan. So, but I think he's a good piece. The Booker kid is a good piece. You could build around those young pieces, add a few more vets. I think Tyson Chandler's a guy that plays to win, you know. But like you said, you know, players don't go out there to tank. You know, players go out there to win and compete. You know, it's the the management that decides whether they want to tank or not, and I do think that if they're tanking, the coaches know. You know, I think they do know about it.
You are 100% right. I'm the Kerry Lackey all along with this, the one and only Chucky Brown. Chucky, when I look at these teams, and I don't see, and there's two things. One, we will not have teams folding. That's not going to happen. There's too much money. But I do believe there's four teams too many in the NBA. Because I asked a caller that called in before you about the Memphis Grizzlies. With Conley being hurt, just name two Memphis Grizzlies. Name two Grizzlies outside of Mike Conley. And just two. He could name one more. They're building a team that, and I'm not trying to insult the players, but even if they got the number one pick, you have an aging Gasol and a Conley coming back from injury. How much damage could they really do in a market that free agents aren't going to sign? Free agents aren't signing in Phoenix. Free agents aren't signing in Sacramento. They're definitely not signing in Atlanta. No one's going to Orlando. Right. And Brooklyn's a mess. How do you get better if you can't attract a free agent and the only hope you have is through the draft? Does that leave trading as your only answer?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, but it's going to cost you probably, in order to get a guy, you know, you're going to probably trade some picks to get him, you know what I'm saying? So if you trade and you don't have the players, you know, the next thing you're going to have to trade is picks, you know. So I think trading is probably the best way to go. And if you get a guy there that's coming up on free agency, you got to kind of, you know, show him a good time. You know, you got to show him that you're there for him and make him feel wanted. You know what I'm saying? You got to cater to him. You know what I mean? Cause,
yeah.
You know, if you don't want him to leave, if he's going to be your franchise guy, if I got a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think that's how you say his name. If I got a guy like that, you know, of course I'm going to, you know, the whole organization is going to cater to his needs and hopefully he will stay. You know, we don't want him going anywhere else. And, we treat him so good that, you know, he won't want to leave, you know. So, I mean, it's a tough business, man. It's a tough business. It's a tough business because you can draft a guy and he could become good or more than what you expected. And next thing you know, he's going to want out, you know. So,
yeah.
It depends. You know, it depends on the organization and how you treat guys. Because, you know, all organizations, I played for 12 different organizations. So I can tell you, all organizations don't treat you the same. You know, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Just to give you a round number, Chucky, 15-85. That's what the bottom nine teams have done in the last 10 games.
Hmm.
They have a record of 15-95. The Suns are 0-10. Sacramento's 2-8. Memphis is 0-10. Dallas is 3-7. Knicks 1-9. Bulls 2-8. Brooklyn 1-9. And Orlando and Atlanta are 3-7. They're not trying to be competitive on the court with the players that they're not the players with the players they're rolling out. There's no way in the NBA you can have that, and that those are the bottom teams. And then when you get to the other teams, I definitely don't think the Lakers are trying to lose. They won 7 out of the last 10. But you get to the rest of the NBA, the entire NBA, with the exception of San Antonio, and we know what's going on with their injuries, every other team is at least 6-4 in their last 10.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, you know, the Lakers, they can't afford to ever give the impression that they're tanking, because those tickets cost way too much and they fill that place up. So they can't never. So the Lakers are out there playing hard, trying to win, and I think Magic is banking on free agency. You know, they got a lot of money under the cap coming up, and there's some guys available that they're going to go after. And you know, I think Magic being in his position, you know, everybody likes Magic. So I know if I was a superstar free agent and Magic came after me, I'd be right there. I wouldn't even have to be a superstar. Yeah. I'd go play for Magic right now because I like, you know, Magic's a good dude. So, so people like Magic, and I think Magic, he's been around. He dealt with, you know, a little bit of just the money wasn't as high, but he's dealt with the free agency thing and stuff like that, but the money, you know, it just wasn't as high because guys didn't make as much, you know, back then. But, you know, he knows, you know, I mean, he can help guys, you know, and he'll give guys good advice. And I think Magic is a trustworthy guy. So I think the Lakers are going to get two big free agents that they're looking for. I think they're going to get them.
Spot that LeBron should seriously think about going to?
I mean, you know, if he want to go out there and expand his brand, I mean, I know you can make movies anywhere, but, I mean, he'll be right out there in the mix. You know what I'm saying? He'll be right out there in the mix, and he'll be able to work and you know, who knows, on an off day, go shoot some commercials. You know what I'm saying? On an off day, you know. But, you know, so, I mean, yeah, I think he should seriously consider it. I think he should seriously consider you know, anywhere like L.A., Philly, that has a young nucleus, because he still has a lot he can bring to the table, you know. So, you know, the Lakers, I think they'll get, you know, like I said, I think they'll get two guys if they'll have the money. And who wouldn't want to play, you know, in L.A.? You know, who wouldn't want to play? But I know that, you know, nowadays, though, you can still get some of the same things in other cities, but you can't get the weather. The weather ain't the same thing. Some guys don't like dealing with that cold weather. So, hey, you go play in L.A., you only got to deal with the cold weather when you're flying out to go play games, and you ain't out on the road that long. You know?
That's
so,
the truth. I may sound crazy with this, Shucky, because obviously we all know LeBron is the best basketball player in the NBA.
Right.
But the way teams are constructed now, I think it's going to be hard because of salary cap to find outside of the team like the Lakers or Philly, if they have flexibility, a team that he can go to that would be as ready-made to go as Miami was and as Cleveland is, because Golden State and Houston are no joking. Golden State still has their running the contract one more year. So if I'm him, and it's just me, maybe I look to stay in the East. Because going to the Lakers, their best young players are not playing with him in Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, because I always thought that the Clarkson kid was underrated. I've always liked Jordan Clarkson. When I was scouting, I scouted him at Missouri. But I always thought he was a little underrated, and I always thought Larry Nance Jr. Was underrated as well. I scouted him, too, in college, so... I mean, it's appealing for LeBron. Of course, I would listen. You know, you listen to everybody, but you know, with what they made, the moves that Cleveland made, they made it more attractive for LeBron to stay. You know, with Rodney Hood. Rodney Hood is a really good player. George Hill, I've always loved George Hill. George Hill has had a solid career. I mean, George Hill is quiet and solid. You know what I'm saying? He is just solid. And he's a guy that, you know, that I like. I like those kind of guys like George Hill and what's the little guard, Patrick Beverly. I like those kind of guys because they're just solid guys, quiet guys that they're going to always do their job. I think that Cleveland has made some moves to make staying in Cleveland more attractive to LeBron.
You know, Patrick Beverly is a Chicago guy, so you know I have a lot of love for him.
Right.
I can probably read off every Chicago player in the NBA right now just from memory, but I won't do that to you. It's funny. I ran into at a family event this weekend. I was in Chicago, and I ran into Sonny Parker, and we were talking about Chicago players. Him and my uncle go back a long way. They're inseparable buddies. So we were talking old school basketball and comparing players to players and who reminded him of who and from the old days. And we got time for one more, Jackie. So I got to ask you this: What has to go wrong? And I know I'm going to get you back on right when the playoffs start. But from where you sit now, what has to go wrong in Golden State for them not to win a title this year?
I think the only thing that could to stop them from winning a title, if they don't shoot well, they shoot so many threes. If they don't shoot the ball well, they have to have a three-point game, the three-pointer in their game to win. Because they very rarely win the points to the paint thing. So if they don't shoot it well, that's when they have problems. Or, of course, the dreaded injury bug. If someone gets hurt, like say if KD goes down or if a guy like Klay Thompson goes, Klay Thompson is very critical to them too because he plays really good defense, which he wasn't known for coming out of school. But Klay Thompson, the injury bug, and if they're not shooting well, those are the things that have to go wrong for Golden State to not be able to win.
Hey, okay, so I got a lot. I got one more quick one. Who's going to win this NCAA thing? Who's going to win the tournament this year?
NCAA?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, that thing is up in the air. I mean, I'm going to pick a team, but I'm going to say, you know, a lot of factors here. You know, you don't know what the FBI probe, who they may, you know, to bleed this thing out and who they might make sit or none of that. But I'm going off the top, man. I'm just going to say, well, I'll pick a team that has not been implicated in the probe, and who I like their coach. I'm gonna say Villanova. I'm gonna go with Villanova.
Okay.
I like Jay Wright. You know, he won't be implicated because Villanova don't never really get those five-star guys, so he won't have to worry about losing anybody. you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know, Marvin Bagley and the other big kid might not be able to play. We'll see. You know,
that's true.
The kid from Michigan State, might not be able to play. We don't know. So, you know, Michigan State would be one of my favorites that I would like to pick, but I don't know if the dude going to be able to play. Left hand kid.
You ain't lying.
I can't think of his name right now. So
I know you know exactly who you're talking about. Bridges.
Yeah. Bridges, yeah. I don't know if Miles Bridges is going to be able to play, but one of my sleeper teams, though, is going to be Purdue. That's a sleeper team for me, but I'm going to roll with Villanova.
All right, well, listen, I got to get you back on right when these NBA playoffs start. I appreciate it. And just remember one thing, ASU hasn't been busted for anything, but that hellhole in Tucson, they're in a whole lot of trouble. Just thought I'd point that out as an ASU alum. Just thought I'd point that out.
All right,
my brother. Listen, I appreciate it, man. I'll catch up with you.
All right, good talking to you, man.
You too, Chuck. Appreciate it now.
All right. Take care.
All right, later. All right, you too. That's the one, the only Chucky Brown on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Well, that's going to wrap it for us. Thanks for the call ins. Thanks for Chucky taking the time to hit us up today, give us his insight. Of course, we're on social media, the Sports Cave, Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter. You get us at thesportscave.com. Cave is always with a K. You can get me at PLR on sports. Until tomorrow, appreciate it. Look forward to speaking to you again then. This is the K Show. This is PLR. Everyone have a great rest of your hump day. I am a river.
down in the valley, oh, I am a vision.